Despite indications that the U.S. economy is on the mend, businesses continued shedding jobs in August. Today, the Labor Department, in its monthly employment survey, said employers cut 93,000 jobs from their payrolls last month. The department's statisticians also said that the unemployment rate improved a bit in August, coming down a tenth of a percentage point to 6.1%. And now, to explain the apparent contradiction there, big job losses and lower unemployment, NPR's Jack Speer.
The monthly employment report is actually made up of two different surveys, one of households and one of employers. The two surveys usually move together in the same direction, but not always. The unemployment rate notched down a bit today, not because people were finding jobs. On the contrary, it was the number of people deciding to leave the workforce that pushed the rate down to 6.1%. Jared Bernstein is with the Economic Policy Institute, a Washington-based economic think tank. He says despite some recent data showing the economy is turning around, the jobs picture still looks pretty bleak.
Employers are just not hiring, despite a recent spate of some positive reports about where the economy is headed. Employers remain extremely cautious. They're meeting current demand for the goods and services that they produce with their labor force, or actually even with smaller labor forces, as they lay workers off month after month.
Last month's layoffs hit just about every industry except construction and health care. Even services, an especially broad category which had held up well, was down in August. But the worst news was again in manufacturing, which has been losing jobs without interruption for 3 years now. Manufacturing has lost 2.7 million jobs since 2000, another 44,000 jobs in August. Anthony Chan is chief economist with Bank One Investment Advisors. He says there's little reason to believe any of those jobs will be coming back.
The manufacturing sector, unfortunately, continues to shrink. In the 1950s, 30% of non-farm payrolls was accounted for by manufacturing payrolls. Now it's closer to 11%. So because of all these losses in the manufacturing sector, we've seen that job creation is certainly facing some real strong downward pressure.
No place is that pressure being felt more than in the Midwest, home to many of the nation's hard-hit manufacturing firms. Jim Fergal is manager of employment services with the DuPage Workforce Development Division in Lombard, Illinois, just outside Chicago. He runs a weekly jobs club.
Was hoping this all would have turned around, as most people would have, and I just don't understand why. The person who was in last week is starting to see in her industry, the HR person, some light at the end of the tunnel where they're starting to pick up orders. So I'm trying to look at the trends, because hiring is usually the last thing that's going to pick up. And if they're hiring the directors of human resources and the human resource managers, that tells me they're starting to gear up.
Fergal acknowledges there are plenty of people who don't come to his weekly meetings, however, individuals who have become discouraged and dropped out of the job search altogether. While the Labor Department acknowledges as many as 500,000 people may no longer be actively looking for work, some analysts believe some of those individuals may also simply have decided to strike out on their own and are not being picked up in the payrolls or establishment survey. Steve Ricciuto is chief economist at ABN AMRO.
What happened in the current report, interestingly enough, is the number of people who answered the question that they were employed in the household survey actually went up by 147,000, while the payroll numbers went down by 93,000, which can mean that a lot of these people that are getting jobs, if the household survey is correct, are getting jobs in institutions that are not being calculated or being measured properly by the establishment survey that defines the payroll employment numbers.
The weak August unemployment report highlights what is also a disconnect between the employment sector and other areas of the economy. While the U.S. economy grew at a 3.1% annual rate in the second quarter, twice its first quarter growth rate, companies continue to be cautious about hiring new workers. One reason may be big increases in productivity, which continue to allow firms to do more with fewer employees. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.